The update on national progress on the Closing the Gap strategy 10 years on isn't expected to hold much good news for the government. Targets to halve the gap in child mortality by 2018 and have 95% of all Indigenous four-year-olds taking part in early childhood education by 2025 are on track. But other areas are likely to be falling short. They include narrowing the 10-year disparity in life expectancy between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians by 2031. Indigenous Health Minister Ken Wyatt has told Sky News the government is determined to achieve all the targets.
Look, the Turnbull government remains committed to closing the gap, and achieving improvements in three key areas has been a good result. I think our failings last year has refocused everybody's efforts on addressing all of the targets.
Education-focused goals such as increasing school attendance by the end of 2018 and halving the gap in reading and numeracy, also by 2018, have seen little change. Halving the gap in Year 12 attainment by 2020 remains on track. Speaking to Sky News, Education Minister Simon Birmingham says the Turnbull government realises they have a way to go.
There's still an awful lot to be done. We acknowledge that. We acknowledge they were ambitious targets to start with. And of course, we're going to keep working importantly with the states and territories to keep at the job and to make sure that new targets that are set are also ambitious but achievable.
But Labor MP Linda Burney, the first Aboriginal woman to serve in the House of Representatives, says it's not good enough. She's accused the government of not caring about Indigenous Australians.
There has been minute improvement in three of the Closing the Gap targets, but we are still seeing things like rheumatic heart disease in Aboriginal communities. We are still seeing houses with up to 30 people living with them. We are still seeing Aboriginal people dying dramatically younger than non-Aboriginal Australians. And what astounds me by the Turnbull government, what just flabbergasts me and the Labor Party, is the Turnbull government is about to cut the remote housing scheme.
Halving the gap in employment by 2018 is on track, but only in New South Wales. Delivering a speech at the Indigenous Economic Development Showcase at Parliament House, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull remains keen to focus on economic participation. He says ensuring equal participation by all Australians is a major part of closing the gap for good.
The Closing the Gap challenge is often described as a problem to be solved, but more than anything, it's an opportunity. If our greatest assets are our people, and they are, if our richest capital is our human capital, and it is, then the opportunity to empower the imagination, the enterprise, the wisdom and the full potential of our first Australians is an exciting one.
Former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd, whose Labor government introduced the strategy following his historic apology to the Stolen Generations 10 years ago, has defended progress on the targets. Mr. Rudd says it was never going to be an easy task.
Of course the targets were meant to be hard, because Indigenous disadvantage is hard. If you've been creating disadvantage for 210 years, as we had, then it's going to take a lot of effort to get around them. But the fact that we see improvement in all, three on track to be realised out of seven, I think speaks well of the nation.
Andrea Nierhoff, SBS News.